There's an ad on TV particularly annoying to me as a lawyer. It features a young man who identifies himself as a second-year law student. He says that he's going to spend his summer in the Yucatan. And he says with a smile, never crack a book. Ha! Best of luck, my friend. I say this because those students who have slaved their way through the second year of law school will, most hope, be spending their summer cracking the books at a law firm or some other legal employer, far, far from the Yucatan, unless they're particularly lucky and Brown, Betts, and Botts has an office there. That's because of the way lawyers are hired. In many other fields, employers may wait until a student is close to graduation to offer her employment. Legal employers, in contrast, often don't wait that long, and law students begin their search for permanent employment as early as the first year of law school. And remember that law school is 3 years' worth of classes. Here's the way the process works. A student starts law school in late August. In November, even before she has any grades, she'll turn her thoughts towards snagging a law job for the summer. Now, you might think that any job after the first year of law school holds little promise for full-time employment. But some first-year law students end their summer with permanent job offers, jobs for after graduation in 2 years. It's rare, but it happens. Then comes the second year of law school. In fall of that year, many legal employers arrive at law schools to interview second-year law students for summer jobs. During these interviews, law student and legal employer meet for a short time and chat about classes and what the law firm is like. Hundreds of these interviews take place each day. Then the law students wait anxiously for callback interviews. Some will be invited back to spend a day with the legal employer. If they get a callback, they'll meet with many other lawyers who work there, and both sides will try to figure out if the match would be a good one. The law student may ask how many hours he's expected to bill each year. The law firm may want to know more about the student's ultimate career goals. All for a summer job. But that's because this second year of law school summer job is often the most important one. The law student will spend the summer working on projects assigned him by different lawyers, trying to figure out if this is where he wants to work after graduation. The law firm will spend the summer monitoring the student's work product and work ethic, trying to figure out if they want to offer him permanent employment. If it works for both sides, that second-year law student will arrive for his third year of law school classes with a permanent job offer in hand. If it doesn't work, then he'll try to find legal employment his third year, or after graduation, or after the bar exam. But there's great relief for a third-year law student who already knows where he'll be working, perhaps for his entire career. Which is why that guy who boasts about the Yucatan bothers me so much. He's either got a law job already lined up, or he's going to have a lot of explaining to do during on-campus interviews come fall. And I don't mean explaining about Mayan ruins. I'm Amy Guida.